The El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for podcasts of this radio show, ephistory.com. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Stand by means stand by. You don't know what that means? Well, guess what?
I'm standing
now,
over here.
Now go. Here we go. Oh, ready? Oh, 3, 2, 1. We start hour two of the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History Moment. Produced. What the heck is that? You're moving the microphone.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
T-Roy's in here. Nothing's quiet.
Yeah. Anyway, we always have
the moment was produced by Melissa Sargent. That's a big deal. Come on. I mean, you know, and that's for the El Paso History Alliance. And her History Moment today is about drinking illegal alcohol in El Paso during Prohibition.
High-tech warning systems used in El Paso speakeasy. It was a warm September night in 1920, and the patrons are enjoying their glasses of expensive illegal liquor in a small hidden speakeasy on San Jacinto Street, when suddenly electric bells start ringing and loud warnings were yelled through the intricate speaking tubes that had been run throughout the small adobe house from the watchmen on duty as the police and prohibition officers approached the entrance. Everyone inside the speakeasy quickly scattered out the back exits into the night, leaving nothing but broken and spilled glasses and bottles of liquor, and the old Victrola playing music, and cigars and cigarettes burning in the ashtrays. When the police and the federal prohibition agent R.E. Perkins and prohibition inspector A.B. Poe finally broke down the heavy doors and entered the building, their search of the building netted a mere 7 bags of unopened tequila bottles and no criminals. But the prohibition agents and the police were introduced to a new high-tech early warning system used by the owners of speakeasies in the early days of prohibition who were trying to stay one step ahead of the law. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
Yeehaw!
Yeah.
Bernie does pretty good on the maraca thing.
Yeah, you like those?
He needs a little help on that.
You should have seen him in his little flowery vow.
Oh, no,
blouse,
I probably
too.
Should not have seen him in that. That's okay. But you got this History Alliance going here.
Yes, they're just going wild and crazy out there. And if you want to get involved with the History Alliance or you have some history you'd like to share, give Bernie a call at 915-581-7920. And I think he's home today, so you could give him a call. And
he's going to Pepe's,
though,
right?
Yes, he's going to Pepe's, okay, too. Cool. He can come on out there and talk to us. And we also have to mention another great partner that's involved in this, and it's Barbara Given Bainey at Remember in El Paso Wind.
That's a given.
Did I not say that?
No, I did. I'm emphasizing.
No.
Barbara Given Bainey is a given.
Yes, so. Uh-huh,
work
given,
with that. Uh-huh. Okay, move on. Okay, whatever.
God, throw me off.
Shut
there.
Up.
I know. Yeah. Okay, I'll shut up.
What?
No, Remember in El Paso Wind is a great Facebook page, and they have all kinds of great pictures. Great pictures and photographs and stories and
they also
you
have
name it.
A bunch of people working there. She could use some more volunteers. She always seems like she could use some more, but she's like the main one in the salt mines there. But she's got a guy named Nick Prime, does a lot of work there. Also, Richard Inger is another moderator that they use. Inger. So,
Inger.
Hey, we thank all of them for doing what they're doing. That's a fabulous page. I guess, Troy, you see that once in a while. T-Roy is still here. T-Roy Ainsworth.
Hi, everyone.
Hello. And so do you have a page like that for Las Cruces?
You know, there's a fellow who operates who maintains a page similar, a Remember Las Cruces type page. One of the folks I work with, he works in economic development, he showed me that Facebook page, and it's very interesting. You know, it's as everyone can see on the radio, the book I'm holding in my hand.
Oh, look at that!
Yes, everyone can see on the radio.
Yeah, sure.
This last book of Images of America, Las Cruces, courtesy of one Bernard Sargent.
Did he write that?
No. But he has thinned out the Sargent library and donated this one to
well,
the
Ainsworth. Who put that
library
together?
This is by four different individuals, including John Hunter, who taught for quite a long time in the history department at New Mexico State University.
Las Cruces has a whole lot of interesting history, and it's also got a whole lot of interested people in it.
Quite right. And
I sort of feel like we should do their show once in a while, so here we are.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it is. You know, one of the real interesting things is that, from my perspective, I'm looking at this area is kind of an organic whole rather than, and that's with a W, not an H.
Yeah, but so, I mean, like, you look at it like an Apache.
You bet.
What is this political white man stuff?
Right, right. So you're looking at the region and its architectural heritage, its cultural history, and the shared, you know, this was a term we used earlier in the program about a shared cultural background and that's present in El Paso. It's present throughout the Trans-Pecos in northern Mexico, throughout the greater region. And I'm talking southern New Mexico, southern Arizona, western parts of Texas.
Well, if one vote had gone a different way, El Paso would be the capital of New Mexico.
That's right. And there is some research that I have done. There are at least three instances in which a separatist movement was afoot in which there was actual legitimate conversation both in Austin and in Santa Fe about carving out an entire new territory, parts of New Mexico and part of El Paso County and Pecos County, Texas.
What year are you talking here?
Talking in the 18, let's see, one of them was in...
Before they became a state.
Yeah, these are all within the last 25 years of the 19th century.
Okay, so yeah. Then it became a state in
New Mexico 12. In 1912.
12, yeah. 1912. Yeah. And you know where they had their big party celebrating the big deal of New Mexico becoming a state?
Well, there were a number of them, but...
The biggest one was in El Paso.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And it was McLaughlin who said, we don't want to be part of that. We want to be Texas.
Yeah, yeah. And it's interesting because during the Spanish colonial era, of course, New Mexico... El Paso was part of New Mexico.
Of course it was.
But it's the military.
Follow the river.
Follow the Camino Real. Yeah. That's right. But it was when the War Department in 1848, 1849 established the 9th Military District that included New Mexico. It aligned El Paso initially in that district before it changed Fort Bliss, what would become Fort Bliss, oriented it to Texas rather than to New Mexico.
Yeah, that would have been a big deal, I think, if this could have been. We do have one senator from El Paso who became a senator.
Albert Fall?
Yeah.
But he the honorable third senator from Texas.
But it was in New Mexico who got elected.
That's right. That's right.
There's all kinds of bizarre history back
there. It is.
There. And so you wonder why New Mexico is what it is. There's part of it right there.
It is a very interesting cultural background. We'll leave it at that.
I got another one for you.
Yes,
New Mexico history begins in El Paso. How about
it
that?
It does.
One?
Wow.
Ooh,
yes,
think about
true.
That one. Oh, they're not going to like that one.
You know, someone's cringing in Santa Fe right now.
Well, but see, they can claim all kinds of
stuff.
Right. Because there was no El Paso until Oñate showed up.
Precisely.
And he named it El Paso.
Yeah.
And it was
for obvious reasons.
Well, the big deal was this is how do you get across the river.
Mm-hmm.
You come right over here. This is El Paso. This little space. And it was because the stuff had come off the Franklins and washed into the river.
That's right.
And it was rocks. And so, therefore, the cows could cross the river without sinking too deep.
Yep.
That's basically right?
That is. You had solid footing.
Yeah.
At the location not too far from where we are right now.
Hearts Mill.
Hearts Mill, Oñate's Crossing, Old Fort Bliss, you know, the whole nine yards.
But that was just one of Old Fort Bliss. That thing moved around.
That's right. That was... Six?
Six moves, locations? Five locations.
Yeah.
They moved into downtown twice, apparently.
That's right. Yeah. Well, basically where San Jacinto Plaza and then over near the Concordia Cemetery.
Right. And then you had one down on McGoffin's
Hill. Yes, that's right.
Down the street from the current McGoffin home.
And then west of downtown.
And then, of course, the big deal out there at where you are now, La Noria Mesa.
That's right. And that was 1893.
Yes.
When that move occurred.
Finally got it. And that was so bizarre how all that happened, but it was the locals that made it happen.
Mm-hmm. And there was a newspaper article shortly thereafter, and it was around 1911, 1912, just about the time of New Mexico statehood. There were a lot of people in El Paso who were really nervous and very anxious because the War Department was making utterances that perhaps what we now call a BRAC, a base closure, that very same process was in place there in the early part of the 20th century, and Fort Bliss was being looked at as one to close.
We're going to brack you.
Yeah, we're going to brack with a baseball bat to the knees, very mafioso style. That's how people were perceiving it, and they were up in arms. El Paso was really up in arms and came to the defense for all the reasons that, you know, local citizens will. And they made a pretty strong demonstration that, no, we want our military presence right here. And it just so happened that the decision was made easier for congressional members because of the outbreak of the following up of the Madero Revolution. Okay, so
we need some troops down there.
Yes, we have
no cops. We got no sheriffs. We need some troops.
If you withdraw all the military troops, all the cavalry and infantry from Fort Bliss, then perhaps the events of the Mexican Revolution would be a little bit different.
Well, one thing people don't remember, I know we're talking about New Mexico, but right. Here's more piece of history of Texas. Pershing and his cannons actually set up on Pill Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Once upon a time in 1919,
yes,
way after all that stuff hit the fan,
right,
and they were chasing Pancho Villa. They said, "Hey, he's over there at the racetrack."
That's right,
and Juarez, and we can hit him from here. They put cannons up mm-hmm. there, and they killed people in Juarez by firing over the city mm-hmm. into Mexico from Pill Hill.
That's right, and 1913, of course, was such an important year in the Revolution, and you know there were a number of campaigns, an overall campaign that included the Battle of Ojinaga, which is quite important.
Oh, it's huge.
Yes, and there are people who live here in El Paso right now who are descended from Mormons or Chinese or other groups of people who were displaced from the Battle of Ojinaga, who marched overland to Marfa, Texas, to the railhead, and were taken by train to El Paso, to Fort Bliss. And afterwards, you know, these are just civilians who were displaced by the Revolution, and they settled in El Paso, which is really kind of interesting. This is an aspect of the Revolution that I don't know if we're spending enough time talking about.
Well, we've got a guy coming up in a couple of weeks here talking about religion mm-hmm. from the United States of America going into Mexico
right.
and how that changed Mexico dramatically. He's written a couple of books on it. Okay. Phil Stover going to be in
Phil
here.
Phil Stover.
And we'll hear about what the invasion was that you really don't hear about.
Right.
The religious invasion of Mexico.
And the murders that were committed, the Mormon women and children who were recently killed. This is a direct chapter out of events that occurred a little more than a century ago.
The author lives down there. He's going to come up. We hope he makes it.
Yeah. Well, in fact, that's something they've been talking about, that these are a lot of people are coming mm-hmm. out. The Amish are going another direction. And right. so it's interesting, a twist on that.
Yeah. Yeah. The forces of the Mexican Revolution, if we really think about it, have not fully completed or matured.
Is it still going on in Las Cruces?
We're fighting everything and everybody every day.
No, you're not.
Nah.
He works for the city.
Yeah, you got to have a city line.
Yeah.
But let's do take it back.
We're talking about the city.
Yeah, the promo we put out there was on the Las Cruces Country Club.
Yes.
Is it still potential to be demolished?
Well, that potential, unfortunately, does exist. But the city and the group that is developing that overall site, and that used to be, of course, the Country Club site, the discussions are occurring right now. And as long as there is conversation and we are planning, then that building is part of the plan to retain it and to restore it. That's hopefully what happens.
I put the promo out there on Facebook, mm-hmm. and I had one comment, I presume, from New Mexico.
Okay.
Why do we need another old building like this? And I said, if you don't need heritage tourism, then kill them all.
Yeah. Exactly. And see, communities, big and small, are really trying to position themselves as to heritage tourism destinations. Now, some places have an inherent advantage. You don't have to work real hard to bring people to, say, Los Angeles, California. Okay, you have a lot that you can do.
You have to talk me into it.
Well, I mean,
it's getting harder right now.
Yeah, it's getting hard. But I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But to the point.
San Antonio.
Okay. San Antonio, or even New York City. You know, it's in
Chicago.
Big places. Las Vegas. Nevada does not have to work very hard to bring people to Las Vegas. But those are places that have such an extensive amount of options. What do you do about the places that have some sort of public perception that is not as favorable or is not as advantageous as another place?
It's PR.
It is PR.
And if your city fathers are not going to promote the history in your city, nobody's going to know about it. Look at El Paso. It's not even promoted in El Paso.
I know.
People grow up in new school systems here, generally don't know the history of El Paso.
And in El Paso, Las Cruces, Tucson, Albuquerque, these are places that have very rich histories.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people are fully unaware because it requires a little bit of effort to learn about your own town.
El Paso was one of the biggest crossroads for everything that went on in history.
In North America.
And look at Las Cruces, is not too far behind.
No.
Las Cruces had the first transcontinental railroad going through its town, I believe, before El Paso.
And only by a matter of weeks. But yes,
they were
first. That is a point because the tracks are being built toward El Paso. El Paso was the golden spot. But before you can reach El Paso from Southern California, you go through Las Cruces, and you head in a southerly direction. Then
they changed it to Deming.
Right. And then before you can connect the Mississippi River California, you're going toward El Paso, you know, the northern route. The fact that you're going to connect the Rocky Mountain region and build south out of Colorado into toward El Paso, you go through Las Cruces.
Raton Pass was before El Paso.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. By a matter of
you said weeks.
14. Well, Raton Pass would be 1879 in the latter part of 1879, and then it's April and May of 81.
Okay.
When you have the tracks arrive.
Good point.
Here.
We need to take a break. What is
okay.
it?
Okay. Well, let's. I want to go to something after the break.
Okay. Don't forget it. Whatever it is.
I won't.
You forgot
this
it already. You forgot it already.
No, I haven't.
You want to do trivia?
Trivia.
Oh, what a surprise.
Okay.
Let's do trivia.
You got
trivia?
Yes.
What? Now, some of the stuff we said in the first hour way long time ago.
Yes.
But you might see like the last.
I have one.
The last two there.
Yes, I do.
You can just spit one out anytime you're ready. Now?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What college did Dr. Ainsworth go to? That's the first question. That's an easy one because we've talked about that before. And also,
we did talk about that last one.
Yes,
that I made up.
Troy Ainsworth was an executive director.
And is now the president of.
And is now the president of what? Vice president of CARTA. What does that mean?
CARTA. What does CARTA mean?
What does CARTA stand for?
And
it's an acronym. What is that acronym of?
It's important.
It's an important one.
And the phones are already ringing.
And you can find these online.
Actually, two out of the three lines are ringing. Philip, the third one. What's the number?
Okay, 915-544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Great Mexican food, steaks, chicken, and salads with draft beer and margaritas by the pitcher at Amigos Full Bar. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry, we're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexican items for gifts and decor. Fun Southwest holiday shopping for the family. Bring your friends. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com for directions to Mission Del Rey Southwest.
What would you do if you won the lottery? Powerball and Mega Millions jackpots are high, and you can't win if you don't play. But who wants to wait in line for a ticket? At Lottery.com, you can skip the line and play your favorite lottery games right from your phone. Never lose a ticket and never miss a jackpot. The Lottery.com app is free, and you can cash out your winnings anytime. In just two taps, you could win the next multi-million dollar jackpot. Search for Lottery.com in the App Store or go to Lottery.com to learn more. Now sit back, relax, and play, and get some time back in your day. That's what we call winning together. This message was brought to you by Lottery.com. Please play responsibly.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night,
less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-394-5470. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-394-5470. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-394-5470. 1-800-394-5470.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits to transfer? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 200 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text ASU to 35517. Learn for yourself why ASU is ranked number one for innovation by U.S. News and World Report. And learn to thrive with Arizona State University. For more information about ASU Online, text ASU to 35517. That's ASU to 35517.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got a whole bunch of people lined up. There's only three lines available to this studio, and we got them all full of folks.
A whole bunch of people.
Oh, I got to tell you a couple of things first. So, November 23rd, next weekend, we're going to have another radio show about El Paso area history.
That's a good thing.
Is Cindy Medina's coming back, and she's got author Phil Stover. He has a series on the religious history of Mexico. And he's taking a serious look at it. It's all about the Anglo, especially U.S., religious intervention in northern Mexico. What a surprise. We can hear about it. He quantified it. And some from the U.S., some from Canada, they came to escape other policies of the U.S. And they all brought with them their religious perspectives and a desire for economic and political gain. And some of them did very well. I've been down to see some of those colonias down there. They know what they're doing. But the volume of it stresses that later some have characterized it as a soft invasion. Two books, Search for the Soul of Mexico, Religion and Revolution, and The Search for the Soul of Mexico, The Anglo Quest for Naboth's Vineyard. I have no idea what that is. But he's going to bring a bunch of books and take them to Pepe's after the show. How about that, huh?
Uh-huh.
All right, November 30th, McGoffin Home. Very merry holiday open house coming up. Michelle Wood is in here to explain that. Hour two, Bernard Sargent, our guest to talk about El Paso history. At the Museum of History. He's on whatever boards they have down there, isn't he?
Yeah, he's on something down there.
He's always bored. But December 7th, Al Borrego coming in. He can talk about the connections between San Elizario and the Camino Real. Real in Mexico. Because, you know, the Camino Real doesn't just stop in San Elizario.
Nope.
It is a bottom to that thing, and it's open all the way down to Mexico City.
That's right.
So anyway, December 14th, Sergio Lewis. The Sergio Lewis.
Sergio.
Somebody said, who is he? Oh, he's the man with the car body shop.
He's going to paint my car in the parking lot.
And his place is near the airport. Did you know that?
Yes.
But anyway.
And he does great poetry.
It's fabulous. And you know, he also served on County Commissioner's Court.
Yes, he did.
And we'll ask him his take on El Paso history. And you know, when you call him up on the phone out there, and you know who you get to answer on the phone? Norma Jean. And it is. That's why I did that.
And she's not that. She's a nice lady.
She seemed to be. I'm going to mess with her. But okay, what do you got?
I have what's going on today. You got to get down there and start your Christmas shopping now. The Isleta del Sur Pueblo is holding their annual winter market Today only, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., the market is open to the public and admission is free, and they invite everyone to join them for family fun. The Isleta del Sur Pueblo is home to the Tigua tribe, and the center provides retail space for tribal members to sell their authentic Tigua attire and artifacts. The museum displays objects such as artifacts, pottery, photographs, and an interesting video sharing over 300 years of Tigua history. And this is all located at the Socorro Road and Yaya Lane.
Yaya.
Or for your GPS, 505 Yaya Lane in Yaya. El Paso at 79907. But it's only today from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a great place to go find jewelry and cool stuff to send to people for, you know, gifts and such.
Go down there and say, hello, Albert. They sent me from the radio show.
Albert.
Albert has pottery.
Albert. He has some nice pottery.
Oh, he knows what he's doing. Okay, yeah. Shall
some
we get to trivia?
This works at the museum.
Yes. Yeah, we got Fran, Emmett, and Michael. And we actually have a couple of coupons of Mission Del Rey, so we can give something out to everybody. Are you ready for Fran?
Okay, Fran.
Fran, we're ready for you.
Hello, Fran.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, so.
Hi.
Okay, we have two questions here. Now, which one did you want, the first one or the second
one? Ask them both. Let's
see. I'll ask them both. Where did Dr. Ainsworth go to college?
And?
Well, that would be a wonderful city in Texas for Texas Tech. University.
Yay! Guns up, right?
Go Raiders.
There we go.
All right.
I hope you're not missing a football game
Actually, I'm jonesing to know what the score is against TCU right now. If you can help.
Do you know what the score is?
Fran, do you have any idea? What's the score?
I always pick a winner.
Okay,
so
good.
I picked Texas Tech, so.
Good call.
Whatever it is, don't tell Troy anything different.
There you go.
So she got the question.
So did you want the coupon to Pepe's or did you?
No,
want
this is Amigos.
I mean, excuse me, Amigos.
One, two, three.
Amigos, sorry, Amigos.
Oh, yes, I'll take the Amigos coupon at 2000 Montana and Cotton.
Oh my God!
And
this
it's
is
the green building with the free parking. There you go. What's the rest of the commercial?
I'm ready to roll.
What's the rest of the commercial? I'll go down there and thump on his head and say, "Hello, Captain Hookie. I want some of your food." And he'll give
Captain
he'll
who?
Hookie.
Captain who?
His
Hookie.
Name is Hookie.
Hookie Apodaca.
Oh, Hookie Apodaca. And I ask him, is that your real name? He says, that's it. I wonder. I want to see his birth certificate. But
Hookie, not Nookie. But
No.
Hookie.
H.
Okay.
As in Captain Hookie. You know. As in,
I got
you,
it.
There you go.
Okay.
And mess with him. He's good at that.
Great. But,
okay. What
Thank
else is on
you.
Here? All right. Is that enough
so stay on the line.
Here?
Okay. Wonderful.
Thanks for listening, Fran.
Thanks a lot. You take her easy. You got an order. Emmett. Emmett's on the... Wait a minute. We've talked to Emmett before, have we not, Emmett?
I know, and I got snaked again.
Snaked again? We didn't snake. You snaked yourself, dude. Okay, what's the question?
Well, that lady, she left out Sol Ross. You went to Sol Ross, too, right?
I have done a lot of research at Sol Ross. Never took a degree.
No
degrees
at Sol
Ross. He just does research
now,
there.
You want to get number two when you didn't make it? No,
you just keep trying to push that Alpine interest.
We
don't
haven't
you?
Asked, push. We haven't asked push. The question yet. What's the question?
Well, the second question we have is he is the executive director and now the president.
He was executive director.
Yeah, executive director. He's the president now of CARTA.
CARTA.
Do you know what CARTA means?
Oh, he's not going to get this.
It means postcard in Spanish.
No. It does, yes.
No.
Hey, actually, Will.
Yeah, it's
you know.
Survey
you know what?
Says.
We have a third call. Let me put you on hold. If they don't get it, we'll come back to you because you did not quite make it.
But okay.
Don't go away.
Okay.
No,
stay
don't go
there.
Away. I'll put you
stay
on hold.
There. Don't go anywhere.
Look up CARTA while we're doing this, okay? All right, hold on there. We got number two here. We've got, who is this? Oh, Michael. Michael's on the phone. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Okay, well, the first question was answered, which was Texas Tech. Where did the doctor go to college? The next question we have is Dr. Ainsworth was executive director, but he's now the president of CARTA. Do you know what CARTA means?
Continuous Adaptive Risk and Trust Assessment.
Yes, it does. You got it.
That's not right, but
winner.
We're going to give it to both of these guys. What the heck?
Yeah,
we got a Mission Del Rey coupon for both of these guys.
Okay.
And so, yeah, why not?
Okay, so yeah.
That was very creative. Now,
that
okay,
was not the true answer, but you were very creative, and so was our other caller.
You made
so.
That up really good. Okay, Troy, tell them what it really is.
How about El Camino Real de Tierra Adentro National Trail Association, CARTA?
Oh, that's wrong. No. Oh, no, it is right.
Okay, so
Camino Real Tierra Adentro, whatever.
National Trail Association. You can see or hear for yourself why Carta is preferred. That's a mouthful.
Yes. Yeah, Carta. Okay, so you got you blew us away, dude, but you're going to
okay,
do it.
Okay, so
what else is on your mind?
Well, I looked this up, and it did say something about looking at World of Advanced and Targeted Attacks on Architecture.
Yes, that's a different organization, but yes. So technically, you are right.
Well, that's why we're going to give two coupons.
Wrong organization.
And that you got. Oh no, this would be Michael. Michael, you
okay,
got so yourself
Michael
a coupon.
So Michael and Emmett, they both won.
Thanks for playing. Hold on, all right.
Hold on.
Sure, no problem.
Thanks a lot, there. I know. Let's go back to Michael. Michael, you won. Hey, by default.
Okay. So we go back to Emmett.
Emmett won by default.
Emmett.
So you both won.
We're going to give each of you a Mission Del Rey coupon, and I think that's worthy. Are you ready for that?
Oh, that's wonderful. Hey, could you ask Dr. Ainsworth about El Paso High School?
Okay.
Trust and Trust Building, designed and completed in 1917. Classical Revival, two wings, center portico. The football field in front with the track around it is the embodiment of a healthy mind in a healthy body.
They need $10 million to fix the facade.
Wow.
Give or take.
Yeah. Give or take. Okay.
That's the only building more impressive that they built in this town is the University of Texas El Paso's president's home.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's not a trust home, is it?
Yeah.
The Hoover House?
The Hoover? Yes.
Oh,
yes.
It is.
It was donated by a couple. Their son died in the war, and they donated to the Texas College of Mines.
Yep.
I didn't realize Hoover House was a trust building.
There you go.
And that's in Current Place. That's that one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right. You win yourself
house.
You win yourself a coupon to Mission Del Rey.
And see
you
that?
Know, have you been out there before, Emmett?
Thank you. No. I'll be out there this afternoon or sometime.
Well, they're open until 5 today, and the coupon, you have to come in and pick it up. Shelley will get on the phone and tell you how, all right?
You said Lee Trevino, right?
Yes. What you know what Lee Trevino and Pelicana intersection is?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
What you do is off the freeway, you go up to Pelicano and take a left on Pelicano, go past the intersection, and come back in on the same property. It's addressed on Lee Trevino, but it's easier to get into on Pelicano. That makes sense?
Okay. Well, thank you so much. This is a beautiful El Paso day to go shopping.
Thank you very much. Hold on there,
thanks
please.
Thanks for listening,
Hold on,
Emmett.
Thanks a lot. And also, we have all callers coming in. Give them all something there, Shelley. And it's coupons to Mission Del Rey. And
you get
Mission,
a Chevy. You get a
you get a, an Impala.
Oh, whatever.
That's a four-legged dude in the parking lot.
You get a 54 Impala.
The phones are ringing off the hook. We're done giving away stuff. They keep calling in. But the thing is, the Mission Del Rey, we had the flute spot in the first hour, but we have the other flute spot in this hour. We're just fluting all over the place. They like the flute music.
That's
but now they got Flute Holiday going on there.
Yes.
Check it out. It's an incredible store. I need to go out there and see what's going on. And also, don't forget Amigos. And you know what? You can get a gift certificate at Amigos to give away. And you can get a gift certificate at Pepe's to give away. So
that's true.
Go down to Amigos and say, hey, Captain Hookie, what's that crazy man on the radio talking about? Sell me a gift certificate. And then turn around and cash it in. You never know. All right, we shall take a break here and come back in a minute. And we got more callers on the phone there.
Yes. And I want to ask about that country club, its early history.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about that.
We'll do that. We need to come back and do some more announcements about fun things like El Paso, Inc. You ready for that?
No.
Not till next break here, okay?
Not until next break.
Call us if you think you need to.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a 5-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For a free estimate on how much money we could save you, call 1-800-900-0507. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible, without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For your free 5-minute savings estimate, call now, 1-800-900-0507. That's 1-800-900-0507. 1-800-900-0507.
Sponsored by Extended Service Helpline.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, we are announcing a low-cost extended service plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay nothing for auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay nothing for auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-680-9020 now. Drivers who are covered by this auto protection will not have to pay for a covered repair bill again. This auto coverage is at an all-time low, much lower than what dealerships are charging. Additionally, drivers who activate this auto coverage today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and free car rental at no additional cost. Call for your free quick quote today. 800-680-9020. 800-680-9020. What do you have to lose? Again, 800-680-9020.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, this week. Oh, wait a minute. We got to thank the control room before we thank the ink people.
We must thank them.
The control
them.
Room people have actually been working kind of hard in there.
Very Sergio hard.
Finds all these electrons in the corner, bangs on their little heads, and sends them up the pole.
And then
somehow
Sherry
they get to your
throws
house,
them at him, too.
And we're talking when they get there. And then Sergio has got a companion in there named Shelley. Shelley Sutherland doing her thing.
Sutherland.
So we need to thank Sergio. One, two, three.
Sergio Valenzuela!
That's because he scores a goal every time.
And he doesn't throw helmets at people.
Oh, man. Cool. I saw that too many times. I don't want to know. I think I should be in jail by now. But
if there had been a hockey stick, it would have been complete.
Oh, goodness. That's another matter. That's a news event. And we're not going to go there. Because okay, this week only in El Paso, Inc. What?
The FBI has released the latest crime statistics for American cities, how El Paso stacks up.
The big list of the biggest construction projects transforming El Paso, new entertainment, high-rises, and more.
Your guide to this year's Winterfest, the festive lights, shopping, and family fun.
El Paso's business journal, El Paso, Inc., is available for home or business delivery.
To read El Paso, Inc. and to order your subscription, go online to El Paso, Inc.
Sunday night on ABC 7 Extra. Here come the holidays, and for many people, here come holiday stress. Listen to experts talk with Saul Sines about ways to cope with stress in the upcoming weeks.
Join host Saul Sines Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. right after the news.
Isn't that sound important when we put that music back there?
Ta-da!
Ta-da! Sounds very important.
Stress.
We got
it's
callers coming in here, and we got Troy Ainsworth here. And let's talk about the country club and how it got going in Las Cruces, the one that is in kind of jeopardy right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the deal?
Well, the building dates back from 1929, and it was really interesting because there are two different newspaper accounts. One that claims that cites the cost was $18,000 to build it, and the other one is a little bit higher at $20,000. But shortly after it was completed, a writer for the El Paso Herald Post was in Las Cruces, and he wrote this really interesting full page back and forth on a sheet, very extensive article that initially appeared to start off on a note of agriculture and the agricultural potential of the Mesilla Valley. And he goes on and on as he's writing, and he literally takes a turn in the narrative and begins to write in a very booster manner about the amenities and the wonderful buildings and the
cool stuff,
the
in,
cool
Las
stuff in Las Cruces. Yes, thank you. Technical term there. And one of the buildings that he was talking about was the brand new country club building that has these unobstructed views of the Oregon Mountains, the golf course itself, and was talking about how the local populace was so proud of this building, and it was a local gym, brand new. He was also making a very interesting reference for El Paso and Las Cruces. He was talking about the number of cars driving on highways 80 and 85 right through here, and mentioning Las Cruces, El Paso are looking for ways to make those cars stop for
put some
a reason.
Nails in the road.
That's right. Nails are good. And sell them tires. And more than just for a fuel up of gasoline or, you know, just maintenance on the car so that they could continue their journey elsewhere. Fast forward from 1929 to 1919, or for 2019, 90 years later, we continue to ask ourselves the question, how do we make passers through who are going east to San Antonio, west to L.A., how do we get them to stop here? How do we get people who are driving north to Albuquerque to stop in Las Cruces?
I have a Trost expert on the phone here. You ready?
Lay it on us.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Hi, Margaret.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Troy, did you say the Hoover House on UTEP was done by Trost?
Wasn't that?
No.
Oh, I didn't think so.
Okay.
Up.
See,
it
you have
done the bike.
There's a Trost
Gibson.
Expert here.
I wrote a note. I'm holding it up so everyone on the radio can see because I had a note to follow up on from the caller. Look into this question because I may have it confused with a different home.
Okay,
beg your pardon.
Go to the Trost expert. What's
yes.
up? What's
what do you
up,
got, Margaret?
Hi. Thanks.
No.
Come back.
Gibson. Charles Gibson.
Oh, it's Charles Gibson. I'm sorry.
Henry's little brother from Laughlin. I knew the guy.
I will beat him promptly about the brow after the show.
What?
Oh, please do.
You mean Troy?
Yes, Troy.
Oh, okay. Man, this is taking a
dead.
Turn for violence, man.
Was that it, Margaret?
Yep, that was it.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Okay, that right, answers bye. My
thank
question,
you.
Too. Thank
actually,
you.
Actually, there's a football helmet next to I can borrow.
Yeah, there is.
Now, you know, the experts are listening, Troy.
Charles Gibson.
They're out there.
All right, I stand corrected.
Henry's little brother.
Yeah, that's fine.
I made that up.
Troy's
okay,
a good historian. He's one that takes us as, hey, I'm wrong. I'll change.
Yeah.
So many historians just say that, too. They get all wound up when you correct them.
Yeah, I think, and I'm thinking of the incorrect home. Okay, so
now,
I'm wrong.
Did Troy make some homes happen in current place?
Did you hear that?
Yes, that's
and Margaret's still listening. You can be sure.
Yeah.
Did somebody build a truck?
Emmett and her mom.
Yes.
Mom listens.
Mom listens as well.
Okay,
yes.
Okay but did
in
did,
Kern Place?
Right, Mom?
Did Troy build buildings in Kern Place?
I know that Mabel Welch did.
Okay, let me answer the question. Yeah,
did
yes.
Did Troy?
Did Troy? We don't know. Margaret's going to have to call back. But we got.
I would have
break.
To look into it. Let me put it that way.
Take a break.
I'm going to stay on solid ground because you know I've already made one mistake.
Yeah,
you get
right.
one error per game.
Well,
one error.
One helmet.
We've only caught you with one error. How about that?
Well, that's even worse, man. This is just going off the tracks.
All right, it's off the rails. All right.
He doesn't want to go back to Christine all beat up.
Yeah.
Did you did you put Facebook Man up on
yes,
Facebook?
Yes, I just did Uh-oh. Right now.
Troy is now Facebook Man.
Facebook Man.
You want to see what this looks like? It's on Facebook.
That's right.
El Paso History Radio
Go there
Show.
For other reasons, folks. Other reasons.
And then
saunter
over to the El Paso History Radio
yes.
Show.
Yes.
You can see a picture
and
of...
And hit like while you're there. Why
yeah,
not?
Yeah, go to the El Paso County... El Paso History Radio Show. Facebook page. You can see the also the picture of the country club that we're talking about from 1929. Quick question on that. Was this before the crash, the Great Depression?
They dedicated that country club in early October of 1929, literally 2-3 weeks prior to the stock market crash.
Oh, my gosh. Now,
right at the same time that Mabel Welch secured a loan for a building project that her husband could not because of his health.
Yeah.
The fact that she secured the loan right at that time to continue continuing her husband's work.
Yeah.
And the reason the loan was given was the banker told her, I've never seen you kicking up your heels across the river at cantinas and all that kind of stuff. It was a very colorful explanation, but basically he said, the economy right now is really teetering, but I trust you. I believe that you'll be successful.
He didn't pull a loan when it hit the fan?
No, and he did not. He honored his commitment. She honored hers, and it established a good business rapport.
Well, you know, one thing I...
We're going to take a break here.
Oh, okay.
We got Jose on the phone, and Jose's going to talk to us after the break.
That's fine.
You ready? Okay. Ready? Break.
Right.
Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Great Mexican food, steaks, chicken, and salads with draft beer and margaritas by the pitcher at Amigos Full Bar. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry, we're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexican items for gifts and decor. Fun Southwest holiday shopping for the family. Bring your friends. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com for directions to Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
If you're looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job, or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income. But you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
This episode brought to you by Train. It's hard to stop a train.
Move, Moki. Come on, Moki, scram. That's my spot.
What's going on, Dad?
Moki won't leave.
Do you blame him? It's nice and cool in the house.
I think King's Air did too good of a job.
King's Air?
Yeah, now Moki won't go outside.
Thank goodness for King's Air, huh, Moki?
King's Air, 592-2997 or kingsair.com.
It's nice in there. It's King's Air.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I'll claim to be Jackson. That's me. Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
Couple of things to tell you about real quick in the Celebration of Our Mountains little booklet here. They got the last two things going on. They have November 23rd. That would be next week. Visit the El Paso Weather Forecast Center. That's that big bubble thing out there on the horizon near Santa Teresa. They have a tour going on out there, and it's at 7955 Airport Road, but you can call them up for information on the tour, 575-589-4088. And once you get done there, go next door to the War Eagles Air Museum. They got a cool thing going on out there, and it's students and children are free. Also, Sunday, November 24th, tour the Bosque Park down south And that number is 747-8663 for John Sproul. That's a 915. And check out that Bosque thing. What do you got?
I have, check out the McGoffin Home. They got the holidays coming up. They have right now for November 21st, they have a Make a Thing crafting class. But also if you've got family coming in town for Thanksgiving or the Christmas holidays, don't know what to do with them, take them around El Paso and take them to the McGoffin Home.
And then Mission Del Rey and eat at Amigos.
Yeah.
It's Migos, right there.
Amigos, Pepe's,
all right,
wherever.
Going to the phone, going to Jose. Jose, you're on the radio. What's
Jose.
Up? Hello, Jose.
Jose?
Good morning. Morning. How are you guys?
Hey, we're fine. How are you?
Good. You know, I was just thinking about what is the status about what's going down downtown with those old buildings that are tearing down or they want to tear down. Have you guys heard about that?
Well, we don't talk about it because it's in litigation. The buildings got partially destroyed by the city one day a couple of years ago. And nothing fixed on that, and then the city would like to bulldoze them flat. There are people opposing that, and so that's the current status.
It's still ongoing litigation.
The state Supreme Court at this point has the decision, so that's what we know. Fair enough?
Fair enough, and I just wanted to say that I've been to that store there on Lee Trevino, and it's a great store.
Oh, fabulous. Thank you.
And also, Del Rey Southwest.
That's really a cool place. Thanks for saying so.
Thank you.
All right, you take
care. Take care. Thanks for listening.
Wonderful stuff there. Okay, Troy's got 1 minute, and that's never enough for Troy to even say his name. But thank you for coming in here. You got a phone number people want to get preservation in Las Cruces.
If you are interested, and by all means, I can be contacted at my office at City Hall. Area code 575-528-3027. That's my office number there at the City of Las Cruces.
And your official title is?
Historic Preservation Specialist. And two quick announcements on my part since we're making announcements. First of all, to the architect, Fred Dalbin, happy birthday today.
Oh, it's his birthday. It's happy birthday,
Fred Dalbin's birthday today. And big shout out to Texarkana Pleasant Grove High School for your football victory last night, round one of the state high school playoffs.
This is very pertinent. What about Texas Tech?
Well, Texas Tech, no spoiler alerts. Don't anyone call. I'm recording the game.
Oh, you're going to
watch it. I was going to look it up, too.
Good luck with that, dude. Trains, well, thank you for being here, as always. Appreciate
it. Is my
it.
Pleasure. Thank you for having
Melissa,
me today.
And you're going to take him to Pepe's, aren't you?
Yes, we're going up to Pepe's.
And everybody who can't make it to Pepe's, go to Amigos. Oh, great food either place. Control Room, again, thank you for being there and being square. Or whatever
you
are.
Be there, be square.
They're nice people. All right, see you next week right here on the El Paso History Radio Show.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show, ephistory.com. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother.